when my boat was sunk on the 17th of March 1941. What I experienced there was the same chivalrous way. We always acted in the, well, with our navies and with the submarines against our enemies. We had only to do our job, to do our duty, and take ships and not kill men, not kill people. So there was, we had several times the opportunity to save survivors of other ships, but we could not in our small submarines. We couldn't have any surplus people. So we put them in lifeboats, and they gave them food and whatever they needed, and at least a course to go home, to go to Ireland, course east. I remember that one ship in the convoy called Baron Blythewood went down when the torpedo hit, immediately broke in two, went down, and which was very seldom, very rarely the case. When after I left the convoy in the morning to go back and find out that other ships had sunk, which I could do then by gunfire, I saw nearly past a raft in the distance of a few miles, where one man was standing, had an oar erected, and there his shirt or something waving from the top of the oar, and waving. And it looked like a cartoon, where they sometimes give the situation of sole survivors in wartime or whatever. Then, after I had done my job, sunk the ship, I went there and took him on board. He had more or less a concussion, and he didn't even know the name of his ship, which was very important for the war diary, of course. And it was very difficult to extract for him, to make him few propositions. Was it this? Was it that? And according with the thick Bible we had of ship silhouettes and ship's names from the Lloyd's Register. Then we found out all the time, well, he got food and drink and everything, dry clothes and sleep and everything. Then I tried to find out the lifeboat and saw the tip of a sail behind the horizon and went there and ordered them alongside. The look of the people in those boats, they were two whites, one officer and another one, the helm. The other one were Far East people from Vietnam or something, and they were full of war propaganda. That's what they looked like. They would thought they would be killed or something like that. And then they were quite astonished when a man came with his own wet bundle under the arm and some food, etc., some drink, and was put in their boat. And they got the course and got goodbye, etc., etc. And the man on board, who was my guest, he didn't know it all the time that he was on the German submarine. He thought it was an English. He always told us, well, his ship was sunk by the bloody Germans, and now a British submarine come up and picked him up because he was. We talked with him in English all the time, those of us who knew English enough. And also, I had an Italian captain, Commander Longobardo, who was a very known man in the war, to show the difference between war and the Mediterranean and the Atlantic. So we had him as a surplus member on board, and he didn't know any German. I knew a bit of Italian, but not enough for talk, so we decided to talk in the language of the enemy, in English. So that's what he heard also. Of course, it was lucky for him that we had seen him on the raft, you see. There was no war against men, but only war against ships, so it was natural to save him.